is a what? New creature. Behold, all things have passed away, and all things have become what? New. The newness of God. That's what I'm seeking for. He says now, he says, casting down imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, I need to bring into captivity. I need to bind this stuff. I have the power to bind it up. I have the power to stop it. And you know, many times we say whatever comes to our mind. And do you know that everything you think is not your thought? Sometimes there's a seed planted by the devil. And you sitting there defending a thought that ain't even yours to begin with. Because I think. You know, I thought about that. I thought this person didn't like me. And you know what? They ain't got a problem with you. Because the enemy put that thought there. You think you won't make it. And God is saying, I got a plan on the other side of this for you. You get to the valley and you say, oh, I don't think I'm going to make it out this valley. But God said, you made it out the other ones. And David said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I don't have to fear evil because you are what? With me. Anybody feel like that sometime? You feel like, I don't know if I'm going to make it this time. I don't know if I'm going to achieve this time. But do you know that God, he said that we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us? Amen. Amen. And so we fight in this warfare against the enemy, but sometimes we let the enemy have the upper hand. The Bible says don't let him have the upper hand on us. But sometimes we give it to him by fighting against one another. And so that's why he always puts you against a family member. That's why he always puts you against a co-worker or somebody, you know, a classmate or whatever. He puts you against them so that you can fight with each other so you don't recognize what he's doing. We fall back with Cain and Abel. We start fighting each other rather than just worshiping God. If you just keep your eye on God, you ain't got to look at what somebody else is offering and whether or not they're being accepted by God. If I can just keep my eye on the Father, if I can just follow him and lift up my eyes into the hills from whence coming my help, because my help comes from God. Oh, come on and say amen here. From the beginning of time, there's been a fight of good and evil, a fight against darkness and light. And so we have to understand that the fight hasn't ended yet. There's still a war going on. The Bible said that there was a war in heaven. And the Bible says that there was Satan, this angel took to a third of the other angels, and they rebelled against God. But the Bible says Michael and his angels, they cast them down. And later on, we found Jesus saying, I saw Satan fall like lightning. Do you know that when we pray, let thy will, kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we're saying, God, just like you whipped him in heaven, we need him to whip him down here on earth. Come on and say amen in here. We need to know that whatever we're dealing with, whatever situation arises, that we have victory already. You got to think yourself into defeat. You got to think, come on and say amen. You got to talk yourself into succumbing to whatever has come against you. You got to begin to speak negative and start thinking negative. And so we have to watch what we say. Jesus said, what goes in a man doesn't defile him, but what comes out of a man. Then we find out in Proverbs, he says to us that he said that you're snared by the words of your mouth. He said that from the increase of your lips, your belly is satisfied. The word belly meaning your mind. You're satisfied whenever you say, I knew I wasn't going to make it. Well, that's what you thought to begin with. So you didn't make it. I knew I wasn't going to get it. That's what you thought to begin with. You didn't use your faith. You didn't use what God has given you to be able to overcome in this life. The Bible tells us we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. And so if I'm more than a conqueror, what am I? I'm an overcomer. And so therefore the Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our whole testimony. So I need to start talking right. And so if I need to start talking right, that means I need to start thinking right. And so I need to get my mind on Christ. I need to get my mind on the word of God. What did God say about my situation? What did God say about my circumstance? And if God said it, then I don't need to argue and reason with it. I don't need to start thinking about, wonder if God's going to do it. You got to know that God is faithful even when we're not.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Bell Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
K-A-1-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Mama. You already know though. Check it out. Hey.
They wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'm gonna love you.
All of my life, it's the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you.
All of my life, it's the rest of my life. I'm gonna be loving you.
Everybody that's up in here, throw your blessings up so it's clear. I'm gonna love you.
All of my life, it's the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you.
All of my life.
I just want to show you that it's certain.
Okay.
When my hands up, I call it worship.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Order.
And I ain't got a question how I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe him. No, I never ever leave him. I ain't stepping down off his word. I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well. When I ask how long I'll be here, I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life. I'ma be loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, throw your blessings so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, for the rest of my life. I'ma be loving you.
I love how my God, it feels the same about me. You can hear me tell it in my testimony. He's alright, you say. He's alright. Trust me. And we're going up. He gonna rain down victory. Everything that you need, he can guarantee. Love that will make you whole, let it overflow. So here's where I'll be. I just gotta let you know.
Wanna ask how long I'll be here. I sit forever, let's just be clear.
For the rest of my life, now.
I'll be loving you.
All of my life, for the rest of my life. I'll be loving you.
Everybody that's up in here, throw your blessings up so it's clear. I'll be loving you.
All of my life, for the rest of my life, now. All of my life, for the rest of my life. I'll be loving you.
Neither the hurt, neither the hate.
Ah.
Neither the time, I gotta wait.
Ah.
Neither the death, will separate.
Ah.
Change my mind, never from the love of God.
Just wanna ask how long I'll be here.
Yeah.
I say forever, let's just be clear.
Give me all of my life, all of the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, all of the rest of my life. I'll be loving you.
Everybody that's up in here, throw your blessings so it's clear. I'll be loving you
all of my life, all of the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, all of the rest of my life.
Yeah. Make them believe.
Today, yep, today. It's hard to tell who's a real believer. But if you're real, stand up and let me see ya. Raise your voice one time for the Savior. Don't wait too late. Cause right now the world is really in need of somebody that ain't afraid to speak up. To live the way that they others wanna be, yeah. It really doesn't matter where you've been. If you're with it,
say so.
If you're with it,
say so.
If you're with it,
say so.
No, it's time to say so.
All the believers, come out. Don't be afraid to say it loud.
Truly a believer, but ain't nobody ever gonna believe ya. If Sunday is the only day they see ya, don't wait too late. Right now the world is really in need of somebody that ain't afraid to speak up. To live a way that makes others wanna be ya. It don't matter where you've been. Raise your voice up, yeah, and join in. Oh, if you're with it, if you're with it,
say so.
Make them believe.
Freeport Greenwood, 92.5.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't fake what's left to do.
Come on. truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart's torn. My